This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. We head back to the UK now. We're going to chat some biking. Roger Canham joins us. Roger, welcome back. Nice to touch base.
Hi, Brad. Good to be back.
Roger, the last time we spoke a little bit about your swim, but let's talk about biking now. And it's the discipline, unless the wheels come off on the run, the one that you're going to spend the most time out on course. Do you enjoy spending time out on the bike? I mean, especially when you have to do lots of it, it does help if you love it.
Yeah, I guess I have to entertain myself on the bike with some sort of structure on the session. Some people love getting out for 4, 5, 6 hours in the countryside. And don't get me wrong, it is lovely where I live. But if I'm not with people cycling in a group, then I do find it quite tedious. And inevitably, the work required to do this sport well is 5 and 6 hour rides regularly. I used to build to my long ride. You know, I'd start in week 16 out and 4 weeks out, I'd finally do my century ride and that would be tick. Whereas I guess more often than not now, most Saturdays, certainly in the last 12 weeks, it'll be a 100-mile ride. So you kind of get used to spending time in the saddle and a long time on your own often. So yes, it's I endure it, I guess, is probably the way I'd put it.
Over the years, is there one thing you've done that if you look at your triathlon, particularly Ironman career, if you look at your performance on the bike, you go, you know what, I've done one thing and that is what's given me the biggest sort of gains. Can you pin it down to one thing?
Yeah, I can pretty much. Yes, in 2008 or 9, I bought an SRM power meter. And ever since, I've just raced to that. And all I'd advocate is that for me, my bike leg needs to be really dull. Just cranking out the power, given the parameters that I've established during my training. And it really is, it's not somewhere I would race or take any risks, although maybe I need to. But it's something that is almost mechanical. And I know what I need to be doing. I know what I'm capable of on the bike leg. So it's just executing that within the limits that I've set myself. And such that, yes, it's dull. You're looking down at your power meter and you're going through the numbers. And the whole time, it's almost like being in a cockpit, just looking down and going, okay, I know what I need to do. Just keep cranking it out. I'll get the result I want if I do that. And then off the bike and then onto the run, which for me is where the race starts, really.
Mm. It's a conservation thing, and you talk about within the parameters. I mean, it's easy to burn biscuits early on the bike and pay for it later. We've all made that mistake, but the power meter really helps keep you in check when it comes to that.
Yeah, I think so. I guess where I've got smarter is that, you know, I understand the correlation between power and heart rate now, whereas I guess mechanically I would just work through the power limits that I'd set myself, whereas now, In PE last year, my power meter went down. And in fact, my heart rate monitor packed up halfway through the bike as well.
Wow.
But because of the experience that I had, I could still ride to feel. So it's not a question of being a slave to the power. But nevertheless, you start there. And if that's working, that's good. If you feel you can push harder, then absolutely do. But you've got an anchor to how you're going to then race the bike leg.
You mentioned still being able to race to field. Do you think that's a mistake that some people do make, is they become slaves to the numbers and forget what it was like prior to having those gadgets and things to help them train and perform better?
Yeah, I think so. It is about thinking your way through the bike leg at times. The way you distribute your power over a course is important as well. So you can set yourself some floors and ceilings, but nevertheless, you have to respond to what's happening in the race in the right way. You have to respond to the course. So very tight parameters may work well on a flatter course. And on a hillier course, you do need to distribute your power well over that course. And that's understanding it before you set out, but also reacting to what's happening around you. So absolutely, you need to be in the moment as well and understanding your perceived effort.
From a workout perspective, what do you love doing on the bike?
Probably 30-minute intervals, long, hard intervals above race pace is something I enjoy doing. And it only takes about 2.5-3 hours, so it's soon over as well. And you come away with a good feeling of where you ought to be on race day. That sort of validation of your plan is important during training, particularly coming up to a race.
You mentioned the group that you've almost gravitated towards on the swim. Do you have a group that you ride with, or do you tend to do most of your rides on your own?
Most of my short rides will be on my own, and then the long ride on a Saturday. Again, same sort of deal, really, in that it started with two or three of us, triathletes. There's 15 or 16 of us now that go out on a Saturday. Some pure cyclists, some long-distance triathletes. And the good news is we tend all to be racing at the same time of the year, so you can periodize the work that you do on the Saturdays throughout the year. And most people are on the same page. So if we're going to do intervals or hill work or longer race intensity stuff, then most people are willing to do the same thing. So again, it's worked well, pulling together a group of people that are like-minded and wanting to achieve the same goals.
What are you currently riding?
Bike-wise?
Yep.
Yep.
My Cervelo, P3.
Dream bike?
Well, I had a P3 for a few years, and then I needed to buy a new bike. And guess what? I was so comfortable on the P3, I just bought another one. It's very unoriginal, very dull. But it works, and for me that was important. So the fit works for me, and it won't work for everybody. But certainly, once you get onto something that works, stick with it.
Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Roger, it's been great catching up once again. Look forward to doing it again next time. We chat a little bit about your run and nutrition, but we'll save that for another day. Thanks for your time today.
Great, thanks, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to thekonaedge.com/bikeseminar now.